Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Black Hawks. 720 WGN, that's all anybody is talking about today. Joe Brand is the host of Blackhawks Live, does pre and post game for us. Hey, Joe, can you believe that some people were saying, what if the Blackhawks don't take him?
Yeah, I try to drown those people out. I don't waste my time too much with those people.
It is all about Bedard today. Were you jumping up and down when you saw that we won the lottery?
Well, I was with the impartial media, and I tried to stick with my roots and not show much emotion. Look, but whether or not you're a fan of the Blackhawks, this is the most exciting thing that could have happened to the team. So, of course, I am thrilled for just to be a backseat passenger of this whole ride that it's going to be. I was telling John Williams earlier today that the best possible scenario happened last night. And now it's almost like the Hawks are playing with house money because they made a ton of moves leading up to this position in case they didn't land this draft lottery. Now they have. So they have a lot more other things working in their favor right now.
Everybody is sharing the video reel. There are several video reels of Connor Bedard. Somebody said, this is Connor Bedard being ridiculous. Because it is. It almost defies reality when you watch this kid play.
It does. It really does. I remember just hearing a lot of the hype about him. And, you know, you'd watch highlights and everything, but even highlights, you know, as fancy and as flashy as they are, it's not until you watch an actual live game that you realize what kind of impact he has. And I think there was a full display of that during the World Juniors. Just the things he was able to do, being on the biggest showcase at that stage and still performing up to the top level. I mean, 23 points in 7 games, but it was like the type of goals he was scoring, the things he was able to do, the deception that he has, and I mean, not to mention all the traits that just seems like kind of a Frankenstein of all the best hockey players that are in the NHL right now, just fully on display. It's really something to marvel at.
Okay, so does he make the impact that Patrick Kane made when he was drafted in 2007?
I mean, that's what a lot of the experts are saying, right? And I think the thing to keep in mind that if that doesn't happen right away, it's not the end of the world. I think a lot of people are expecting him to make an impact immediately. But let's face it, the NHL is one of those weird sports organizations where the top draft pick does pan out more than not. I mean, this is not baseball. This is not football. Basketball, kind of, you know, we saw that with LeBron James, all this expectation that he had as a teenager. But one of the main comparisons that he's had in terms of what type of attention he was getting back in the day is equivalent to Sidney Crosby and to Connor McDavid. And, of course, everyone knows those names because they are some of the best players in hockey and maybe up there at the top with Wayne Gretzky. So the track record all works out, or at least leads us to believe that it should all pan out. And the other thing is, even if it doesn't, and in this crazy, hypothetical, horrible situation, I don't think anyone would be upset if the Blackhawks went with Connor Bedard. I mean, it's totally the unanimous decision because other teams were trying to land this draft pick heading into this year, and it ends up being the Blackhawks catching the lotto luck.
Hey, Joe, I'm curious, too, because I heard Kyle Davidson last night say that, okay, this does not accelerate the rebuild. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, how is that possible? Because you've got probably the best talent that's out there. You're going to draft number one. There's going to be a lot of players that are free agents right now that are going to want to play alongside this kid, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, I think to an extent, you know, he's a general manager. That's what he has to say. He couldn't even clearly say the name Connor Bedard because that's going to be saved for the actual NHL draft. But yeah, I totally think that this does make it a more enticing place to play. I mean, Chicago is one of the top hockey destinations for free agents already. Now the fact that they're getting this generational talent adds on to it. But I like what he had to say answering that question, Andy, by saying, you know, we started this whole thing without having a timeline. So we can't just create a timeline now just because something fortunately went our way. But again, this goes back to them trying to prepare for this not happening. Now it does. There's still a lot of work to do. Kyle Davidson said that straight up. A great point he pointed out is during the three Stanley Cups that the Blackhawks won during the dynasty, there was a different Conn Smythe winner every single year. It wasn't just Patrick Kane. It wasn't just Jonathan Toews. So those complementary pieces, those additional pieces are still needed to create a successful and, more importantly, sustained success in this Hawks organization. I do think they've done a good job already building up some of those, or rather filling those holes already, but this whole Connor Bedard thing is exactly what they were going for, but you couldn't guarantee it. So it's just kind of icing on the cake.
It's a whole lot of good frosting. Icing on the cake is what it is. Okay, so in 90 minutes, they sold $2.5 million worth of season tickets. Now that we're a day into it, they're saying the number is over $5 million. If you ever doubted that Chicago had diehard hockey fans, this is it.
You know what's funny is I was talking with our guy Ernie Skatten earlier today. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. It's one thing for the Hawks to get a successful Connor Bedard. It's another to win a Stanley Cup. It's another to win multiple Stanley Cups. But it's pretty cool to see this whole timeline of the revived Hawks from the dynasty a little over a decade ago gain all those fans that normally they didn't have. And now this possible second go-around, it's going to be that fan base and then create even more. I mean, the timeline can work out so well to create sustained success in terms of a hockey culture, a greater hockey culture in Chicago. Again, this is so optimistic. This is the extremist version of how well this can all go. But Kyle Davidson even said a first overall draft pick can change a city. I mean, no little kids were shooting pucks in their driveways before Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, and that changed quickly in the 2000s and the 2010s. So who knows? Maybe this could be another ride like that.
I hope so. Thanks for checking in, Joe. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Lisa. Talk to you later.
Joe Brand, Blackhawks Live. Coming up next, we talk with David Carnoy, executive editor at CNET. But first, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.